Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
2-1.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition, installment, if you will, of RadioLawTalk.com. If you heard the intro, they said now Fred Penny, who is not here again. Fred's got so much going on, doesn't he, Denise? I mean, Fred Penny is chief cook, bottle washer, burn candle at both ends, in the middle. If there was ever a proposal to turn a 24-hour, 7-day week into 25 hours and 8 days, he'd be up for it, wouldn't he?
I think he'd already does that.
He probably already does. You know, that's why his calendars never work. He's looking for a day to sandwich in between Saturday and Sunday. So, Fred, we miss you. We'll see you back here next week. Todd Kunin filling in for him here and seated in the usual position of prominence. Denise Dirks, how you doing, Denise?
I'm doing great, and I'm looking straight at you.
That's right. I sat in a different spot this morning, didn't I?
Yes.
I sat across from Denise as opposed to at the head of the table here in the broadcast booth.
She likes that eye contact, I noticed.
I do.
Well, it's also because when she flicks rubber bands at me, she likes it to really inflict pain, and it's too far down the table to do it elsewhere.
Yeah, and when I throw the grapes, you know, to your mouth, it can get them into your mouth.
I taught my bank teller how to do the rubber band off the pinky, you know, with the the pinky release, and so it's like a little. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Now every time I go in, she shoots me with a rubber band. So,
you know, when I was a kid, kids don't have paper routes anymore, do they?
No.
So when I was a kid, when I was 13, 14 years old, I had a paper route. You know, and the newspaper company, they give you the papers, and you got to fold them up and wrap them with rubber bands and go out and deliver them. Well, I had this big bag of rubber bands, and I remember, like, 3 days after I started, can I get another bag of rubber bands? What happened to the one you had? I have, like, 6 brothers and sisters, and I'm sure they're all over the place. I think the cat's eaten about a half dozen, but we got in a big fight. I need some more rubber bands.
And the vacuum cleaner is now officially damaged, with beyond repair.
Yeah, good times, good times. And that, you know, that smooth, melodic voice that you hear, that's Cal Hunter. How you doing, Cal?
You know what? I'm doing well. I'm actually doing much better. I've been a little bit, you know, on the decline a little bit. The smoke, fires from the smoke, maybe kind of a little ill. But I'm doing great now. I'm doing great. Feeling good.
Looking smoke marvelous. From the fires, quotation marks.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay, all right. It's just, you know, as long as I think we're about due to do another show on the local marijuana laws.
I agree.
Right? Not local, but nationwide. See how things are going.
Yeah, we should update. That's a really good idea. That was pretty much one of our first shows.
That was one of the first shows I was on with Radio Law Talk. Was back when
was the first one you were on, huh?
I did one before. That
was it for
and the one before DUIs? That was about driving under the influence, field sobriety tests, things like that.
Got it.
Which was also a great show. They just busted a guy up in my part of the country who went in, rented some apartments and houses, ripped out the insides, and then turned them into inside marijuana grows. They got 900 plants from this guy, and people going, "Oh, the cartels, they don't impact." Are you kidding me? It's obviously somebody had to finance something like that.
Wait, 900 plants?
900 is not that much.
So how did they distinguish that? How did they distinguish that from personal use?
Well, it's
exactly. I was going to say that.
It's an indoor grow, so 900 plants do pretty well. That's a lot of money. It's you know. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, folks, we're talking. Originally, it was the marijuana laws. Colorado was the first, if I recall correctly, and then the other states just started coming along, and we addressed that here right around the time California was adopting the recreational use of marijuana and making that legal. And I remember doing the calculations. If you were really good, if you were a dynamo at horticulture, and you could get these things to grow under the personal use amount, the number of plants you could have, given an estimated street value, it was like you could have almost up to $140,000 of marijuana and still call it all personal use.
Yeah, six plants at a time, but you can roll through three or four growth cycles. So then you,
if you're really good,
and you've got 24 plants, and yeah. And you know, indoor stuff is the primo stuff. Apparently, I don't know, but that's what I've been told.
Yeah, if you're really good, if it were me, I could raise a cactus in the desert, and it would still die. Okay, no green thumb here. I'm not really cut out for that.
And I can't kill a plant.
You can't kill
a plant?
Well, like morally, plants are people too, or you just, whatever you do, plants always grow.
My plants always grow, except my garden this year. My garden was a mess because it was just too hot.
Well, I'm an Idahoan, so I walk into the grocery store, here's how bad I am. I walk into the grocery store, buy the bags of potatoes, and every time I get there, the potatoes look at me and they all turn green, wither up, and die. I'm just not good at growing stuff. I'm just not.
Well, you are. In fact, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you today. I was thinking about this. You grow a wonderful beard. And so I was wondering when you're going to start growing your beard.
Well, you know, I was going to, and I just got a call from a local, because I'm not doing a show this year, but I did get a call from a local museum thing, and they want me to do the picture Santa, and I think I'm going to do that. So it means I either have to start growing or get a good set of whiskers, and they're hard to find. Ones that look good are hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to try not to take offense, given the fact that I've been doing the show with Denise for 4 years. And
when are you going to start growing your beard?
And with the exception, exception of maybe 3 weeks or three instances of shows, I have always had at least a goatee, but most of the time a beard. Never once has Denise complimented me on my beard.
Well,
I am hurt.
Well, mine looks really good.
Ouch. Well, yeah, yours looks really good. Cal grows his beard out, and he looks like Santa Claus.
Yes.
He spit an image of Santa. If I grow my beard out, you know, I look like one of those twisted elves that's in the back who's trying to make Etch-a-Sketches but really can't up in the North Pole.
You look like the Alaska Bushman is what you look like.
Ooh.
Ooh. I kind of like the rant.
I was going to say, that's upside downside.
Okay, I'll take it. But, you know, this isn't radio beard talk, radio facial hair talk. It's not, radio potato talk or how to radio let's grow stuff talk. It's Radio Law Talk, and we got law stuff to talk about today. What do we got on tap here? The South Carolina lawyer Murdaugh, more stuff about him.
What a story.
Is that a saga that just will never end? Speaking of things that will never end, we more Britney Spears updates here, and the father of her children. Were they ever married?
Yeah.
Okay, her former spouse, Kevin Federline, also a former dancer in her entourage. He is weighing in about what he thinks about the conservatorship. We got a California DJ filing a lawsuit over a Southern California oil spill. What else do we have here? Greenville attorney partners with wildfire litigation.
That's going to be a good one.
Yes, it is. Oh, now I was looking forward to this one just from the initial look alone. Hot tub on wheels. You know, if ever there was a service, you know, I need to DoorDash a hot tub. Why? Because I really need a good soak. If I could just, you know, what would they call it? Tub hub? That's what they got to call it.
And bring some fried chicken with you if when you do that. Would you?
Absolutely. Well, we're heading into our first break. Folks, we get back, we're going to have case or no case. Cal's going to try to stump us. And if he is, you know, Cal's risking his eternal damnation and future, whatever, for lying. But, hey, he'll do it for the points and maybe a free meal. We'll hear that when we come back, and then we'll get to the topics. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
That's me. Points and a free meal. That's what I live for. Thank you, Todd. We hope you live for listening to Radio Law Talk, because we have a lot more of that coming up right here on the local station to which you are listening. And many of you are streaming at Radio LawTalk.com. We thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a bit.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Where's Fred?
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Well, rumor has it that the real reason people tune into Radio Law Talk is because of Case or No Case. That's where Cal tries to stump us. He comes up with a scenario. Well, he comes up with a fact pattern. Let's use legalese law school. He comes up with a fact pattern, gives it to us. We have to decide if it is really a case or not a case, and if we think that it is a case, it's something that really happened, what the outcome is. If he stumps us, he gets points. We keep points. First one to 50 points, the way we tally them, gets a free dinner paid for by the other folks that participate in this. Allegedly, Fred won two cycles ago. He has yet to get his. I won last cycle. I have yet to get mine. I think what it comes to, Fred and I are just going to DoorDash like a meal to each other and call it good. How's that sound?
So good. I like it. True facts or funky facts is what Case or No Case is all about.
Is that how you're getting around the word lying? Calling?
Yes.
No, I was not lying. I was providing funky facts.
See,
alternate.
Or as Black's Law Dictionary says, conventional puffery.
Okay.
That's how lawyers get around it. What do you got, Cal?
Here's what I have for you.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
In this high security environment that we live in, I have a question for each of you just to ruminate on. Is Microsoft fast and loose with their customers' data, especially in their cloud office system? Three Northern California business people seem to think so. They were at a Chamber of Commerce function one time, and the topic came up. One guy said, whenever I write something on Office 360, I get ads that pop up on that topic on my Facebook. He discussed the possibility that Microsoft shared their data with Facebook and other third parties without their knowledge and permission. That's against federal law, said one of them. Of course, one of them was a new attorney, and he said, I wonder if we can find out if this is really happening, and if so, in other words, do we have a case or no case? Todd, how would you like to start?
Well, this is my first thought was the name may be, it's not called MicroStrict. they're micro, you know, and pro
micro
tip.
Easy.
Pro tip for those of you questioning the strength of your relationship with your significant other: if you ever log on to your computer and these ads start popping up for local divorce attorneys or singles, something may be amiss. Especially if you know you weren't looking for that stuff. But Denise is over here going,
I'm like, it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. What do you think? For those of you who don't know, Denise, family law attorney. And so she handles divorce and child custody and all that kind of stuff. And so she's over there. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
And you do crime.
That's right. As long as, yeah, I'm just not going to go.
So what do you think? Case or no case?
Case or no case? I'm going to say that this is a scenario. But as it relates to a specific case naming the people that you talked about, I'm going to say no case. It's a scenario. It's something here. It's something that public has been made aware of, and there's concerns. Hasn't materialized into a case yet.
Okay, fair enough. Denise Dirks, pardon me. What say you, case or no case?
Is there any venue or any more information, like names or anything?
Washington State, the home state of Microsoft, yes. So.
Oh, okay. That makes it nicer.
Nice. You know, I was really ticked off at the invasion of privacy, but it's Washington, so it's okay.
It's nice.
It's nice. Let's all get along.
And they're a pot legal state. So I'll
know. You know, if it was a case, I think that Microsoft has a defense, because I think when you use Microsoft, you have to sign and agree to their data sharing. So there's a data sharing provision in their licensing agreement.
So when you go on the cloud there, you are just by clicking the I agree, you're doing as what I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
You're voluntarily putting it up into the cloud storage, and I think there's some kind of an agreement between Microsoft and the end customers. But I don't think it's the case either.
No, she hates
Darn
it when she
it.
Has to do this. When Denise has to agree with me, it's like nails on a chalkboard for her.
It's distasteful.
Well, add that to the list of things about me that are distasteful. It's a very long list.
this.
Okay, well, let me tell you how this all turned out.
Yes, please do.
Let me tell you how it all turned out. First off, somebody is going to be very happy. And that somebody is me.
Oh.
Okay. The case was filed by this new lawyer with the hope it would become a class action suit. But here's one analysis from that was turned down after the case was filed. These shocking allegations are accompanied by no evidence, none. One analyst said you will find no technical detail in the pleading, no reports of expert forensic examinations, no casual descriptions of observed data transfers, no anecdotes even. It's remarkable. What's even more remarkable is, if these allegations are true, again, a very, very, very big if, he says, then multiple other sources with far more technical resources have somehow missed Microsoft's blatant violations of privacy. So, yes, the case was filed, and the people who filed it lost. Microsoft lost.
Wow.
It was rejected rather flatly, shall we say, with a scathing analysis, I would think. If you're going to turn this in, show me some data and information here, right?
Well, you know what that means, right? That means that Washington State is not a notice type of a state where you have to allege a lot more in the complaints than you do in California.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of times when these complaints are filed, the issue that I have with that is it makes it almost sound like you have to have all your I's dotted and T's crossed. And have all of your information before you even conducted a discovery. You know, a lot of times, what really happened comes out in the discovery process, but that appears to have been gutted by this decision. But good for you, Cal. You got 2 points.
You're 10.
Now, the next time, we're going to go to Washington again.
Okay.
For a different kind of alleged robbery, this time in a bank.
What do you want to bet Cal's looking for property in Washington, and that's why we have it? All right, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and Cal, wow, you've got a little
I just want you to believe me. I do not want to move to Washington.
Okay.
I've been there, and everything turns moldy because it rains all the time.
That's the one reason I really couldn't live there is I got to be able to see the sun.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I have a daughter who lives there, and she comes in. The bottom of her shoes have mold on them. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
All right, well, we'll be back after this. We'll get to talking about, good heavens, college admission scandal trial results. I can't wait.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cutters shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your vibe will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is approving a disaster declaration for Colorado's devastating wildfires. The White House saying Biden signed the measure earlier today for those impacted by wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes in the Denver suburbs. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley saying at least 500 homes have gone up in flames and more than 30,000 people have been evacuated.
It's unbelievable. You know, Colorado is one of those places where you can feel the warmth of people's heart.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A lot of travelers are starting 2022 in an airport waiting for the next available flight. FlightAware data showing over 3,000 flights have been canceled around the globe. That includes 1,500 domestically. Winter storms and COVID-19 are being blamed for the cancellations. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Boys are weird.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
So, if you've been following the news for the last year or so, and you've been following Radio Law Talk for the last year or so, one of the cases or one of the investigations by the Department of Justice that we followed was an investigation called Varsity Blues, and it was looking into and investigating a college admissions scandal. The allegations were that the wealthy were paying money and donating to fictitious charities and doing all sorts of stuff to grease the skids so that their kids, whom they believe wouldn't otherwise qualify to go to schools, would end up being able to get to schools, and it involved fraudulent allegations of fraudulent test-taking. All of these were the allegations against folks, and it caught up some pretty big-name celebrities, Felicity Huffman, who's the one from Fuller House. I'm pulling a blank here. From Full House, she was like John Stamos's wife.
Lori Loughlin,
yes, and her husband, their kids got into USC on a rowing scholarship for the rowing team, and depriving other individuals of their allegedly their dreams of rowing as they worked hard in high school to get into. I'm saying that somewhat facetiously. I don't know very many high schools that have rowing teams. But anyway, with the fraud and everything that happened, a lot of folks pled and received sentences. And Denise's, the sentences range from anywhere from no time to one day to one person got 9 months, right?
Right. Those are the ones that voluntarily pled.
Yes. Well, as opposed to the ones that involuntarily pled. I don't know if I've ever heard of somebody. Well, an involuntary plea is somebody who is what we're talking about here.
Yes.
The folks that decided, I'm not going to plead, I'm going to take it to trial.
That's right. A person named Mr. Wilson, he was a private equity financier. Is that how you say that? Financier?
Yes, financier. Financier.
Financier.
John Wilson, yes. And
yes.
Gamal
Abdeliz.
Abdeliz.
Yeah, and Abdeliz was a CEO for both Gap and Staples at some point. So these are big power, you know, people. And they pled not guilty, and they went through a trial, and the trial was together. They tried the two defendants together, which to me always feels like that's wrong.
Yeah, that is somewhat... That is interesting. When two defendants are tried together, that presents some very interesting hurdles, especially when, let's say, one defendant has statements that they have made, right? Now, normally, statements that somebody else has made that are not made at the witness stand is called hearsay, and it's not admissible. However, a defendant in a case can have their statements, previous statements, brought in by whoever they told them to, because there's an exception to the hearsay rule called the admission of a party opponent. And since a defendant is opposing the prosecution, their statements come in. But when you try two people together, if one person made a statement that implicated both of them, well, it's not a statement that the other guy made. How can the jury use that against him when the one guy made it? And sometimes they have to have separate juries to hear different evidence. I don't know how it worked out, but you're right. It does present some interesting problems.
Yeah, it does. And the two of them were actually found guilty by a jury, which was six women and six men. And they were found guilty of conspiracy to commit fraud and conspiracy to commit bribery. And Mr. Wilson was also found guilty on aiding and abetting in fraud and bribery and filing a false tax return. Remember, the reason tax implications are here is because the mastermind of this whole plan to get kids into colleges without them earning.
Is that Robert Singer?
Yes. Singer. He told everybody that it was a donation and it was tax deductible, and he had a charity. He actually had a 501 whatever it
501c3
is.
Charity.
There you go.
Yeah.
He had a charity set up, and so people that contributed to that charity, they took it, you know, a deduction on their tax return. And if they took that deduction, that it gave them an additional charge.
Because I think they knew. I think they knew they were gaming the system, is I think what the IRS was saying. You guys, you knew you were gaming the system.
Well,
you know this was a phony charity.
In order to achieve a conviction for fraud, they would have had to have shown that the people knew.
Right.
And that the scenario was essentially like, look, I can't have you give a quarter of $1 million right to the school so your kid can get in. That's not going to work. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to set up a charity. I'm using air quotes here. And it's all legit, using air quotes under the legit.
You can even deduct it.
You donate to the charity. And I don't know why I'm using, you know, a mafioso accent or whatever. But you donate to the charity, the monies will get dispersed to the people that can make the decisions, and your kid gets in. By the way, can your kid row? All right, that's great. You know, and so that's kind of...
Can they post?
Send me pictures.
Orders?
Yeah, send me pictures. Pictures of your kid on a rowing machine. Okay. And so these two...
I got to ask a question.
Sure.
I mean, the hardest sentence so far was 9 months.
That's right.
What are these guys looking at?
Well, here's the thing. The sentencing guidelines, if I recall correctly, for some of these were like in the multiple years, right? And so here's the question. And this is where this is where everybody who pled is going to find out if they made the right choice to enter a plea deal and get a lower sentence when they find out what these two are ultimately sentenced to. Because if these two guys end up getting, say, let's say hypothetically they get the same as the harshest penalty, 9 months, you know, or maybe they get 6 months. If they get 6 months, the guy who did 9 on a plea is like, what the heck, I should have taken it to trial, right? If they get 9 months, then the person that did 2 weeks or 1 month says, well, okay, I wasn't in custody for an extra 8 months. Good deal. But here's the question. What if, hypothetically, I can't remember the sentencing range, but let's say these guys get 5 years, right? Let's say they each get 5 years. What do you think that they're going to say? Well, wait a second. Everybody else got 1 week to 1 day to 9 months. I get 5 years. But what did I do? I exercised my constitutional right to a trial. How am I? Why am I being punished?
But everybody knows courts don't like it when they offer you a plea. And you say no. The judges, I don't think, look on that favorably. They say, now I have to go through all this trouble just to come to what now was the same conclusion, if convicted, I should say.
Yeah, but they have the right to due process.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
So if a judge came out and worded it exactly the way that you said it there, Cal, I could see somebody saying, so I got sentenced because the judge got ticked off because I exercised my constitutional right, and the judge just thought we were wasting all our time, and that's what it is. Here's why. There's a different way to look at it, and this is why the I was punished because I took it to trial right. argument doesn't work, and it's for this reason.
Okay.
In sentencing, there is... what the sentence would otherwise normally be if it went to trial, and then there are certain mitigating factors that a court can consider to lower the sentence. And one of the mitigating factors is acceptance of responsibility at an early phase of the proceeding. If you choose to accept responsibility, then the court can look at that to reduce it from what the sentence would have otherwise always been. Now, you can look at that and say, well, that's just an interesting way to justify being harsh. I like to use this example. Everybody knows about Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and Walmart, and everybody gets these incredible deals. You can get right. a 60-inch big screen TV I'm using
bucks.
As a hypothesis for 12 bucks, right?
Right.
Now. If I choose to wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and go and stand in line to avail myself of this early opportunity to purchase that big screen TV for 12 bucks, then I get it. But if I don't avail myself of that and I want to buy the big screen TV 2 weeks later, what do I pay for it? I pay regular price. Right? I have to do something to take advantage of it. I have to avail, to take advantage of the early deal. And that's where this comes in. So they can't say, well, I'm being punished. Of course, going to come back and say, everybody else got a deal because they accepted responsibility in the early phase of the proceedings. They took advantage of a statutory circumstance in mitigation. You did not, so you get what the case is worth without it. And that's what their sentence is going to be.
You know who the real victims are, besides the other college students that didn't get into their, desired colleges.
The jury that had to sit there through this for 2 weeks and go, oh, my gosh, poke
no,
my eyes out.
No, the children.
I think the kids should
the children.
Yeah.
You want to hear why? It's really sad what happened. Not only did Olivia Jade lose her branding, she was quite an influencer.
That's Lori Loughlin's
case. Yes,
yeah.
And she, that's one thing. But in this particular case, Mr. Wilson had paid for his twin daughters to go to Harvard and to Stanford, I think it was, respectively. And guess what? They were still in high school, so they don't get to go to those schools.
Hmm. You know what? We're gonna pick that up for just a little bit when we get back, because I agree with that. But I'll also raise the they may have dodged a bullet argument.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that when we come back. Cal?
Have
we gone through three quarters of the first hour already? Wow.
Yeah, it's just flying by. We have a lot of other stuff to talk about, too, and I hope you stay tuned for all of it because you will not want to miss a minute of Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA.
like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So, yes, when we went to break talking about the college admissions scandal, Denise Dirks went there. She used the "what about the children" argument that you always see when people are talking and they're back and forth about all these things, and there's always some "what about the children?"
Well, that's normal for a family law attorney. You're always thinking of the best interest of the children.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. And I, you know, as a criminal defense attorney, I'll bring it up on sentencing. Don't send him to prison. What about his kids? So let's talk a little bit more about what you're talking about with the children. Specifically, you're talking about folks, the kids that got in as a result of the activities that people have either pled to or been found guilty of now.
Yes.
And were they able to stay in school? I know you've been doing research. What is the general consensus of that?
Well, it depends on the school.
Yes.
And it also depends on the person, because apparently Olivia Jade is still enrolled in USC, although she has voluntarily dropped out. Other places like USC, for the ones that were involved in the scandal, and if they have been given they've rescinded their admissions. In other words, there's a bunch of children that are in that one. Then it also is the I don't know, Yale has rescinded the offer. So I would say most of the universities are, in fact, rescinding the offers. But I tried to find out whether or not they were actually rescinding degrees. And I don't think they did. I don't think they rescinded the degrees.
I don't know how many people got in as a result of the scandal and actually stayed in and got the degree. I don't know how long the scandal was going on. But got in, stayed in, and then graduated, and now they have their degree. I don't know how many people that applies to. But regardless of whether they do or not, and the folks that have lost their place in school because the school has removed them, those decisions, that was not because a court went in and said, these people are now ordered to be out of school. Those decisions were left up to the individual schools what to do with those kids. Is that right?
Yeah, because the schools were viewed as a victim. That's, in fact, how it became a federal case, was because of the federal monies that are involved in universities. They received federal funds.
But like many victims, they had an opportunity to do due diligence on these students, did they not? I mean, does the school have any obligation to look at a picture of a person that's a rower and say,
sure,
let's check this out? Does the admissions people do that, or just the scholarship coaches?
So let's catch people up to speed,
yes,
about what we're talking about,
okay,
here. So as it relates to USC, and I think Stanford was the same way with a program there. With USC, it involved the rowing team primarily. And with Stanford, it was the sailing team. Now, I went to Brigham Young University. We didn't have a sailing team. at least that idea.
Sail on the Great Salt Lake.
Yes, yes. If you've ever driven past the Great Salt Lake, you know why you wouldn't want to sail too long out there. But
right.
So the idea here was, the scheme was, if your kid can't qualify just normally, the athletic department recruits for specific sports that aren't big feeders from high school anyway. Because take rowing. There's not a lot of high schools that have rowing teams.
Right.
They, like almost every high school, if they have a sports program, is going to have baseball, basketball, football,
volleyball.
They've got those. But rowing is just not one of those that has it. But USC has a rowing team. And historically at USC, the coach is going over to the volleyball player saying, you've got a good physique, you got a good size, you would do really well in rowing. And they just kind of pluck him out there and put him into rowing. So USC had this program where folks could get in on a, quote, rowing scholarship, and all they really had to do was promise that at some point in time while they were there, they would consider walking on to the rowing team. Well, that's a pretty huge loophole, and these folks that wanted to get their kids in were like, well, we could take advantage of that. So I'm going to go ahead and have my kid apply and say that she'll consider walking on. We'll even take a picture of her on a row, on a rowing machine.
And claim she was on a club team somewhere.
And so that's how she got the scholarship. Now, under that specific scenario, given how hard the school was working to even find people to recruit and apply, I don't know how many people were displaced because of that, because it seemed to be, given that policy, they were having a hard time finding people that were even interested to come in and do that.
Sure.
And I think the same thing was true with Stanford and the sailing team, because, again, most high schools don't have sailing programs. And so that's the way that it worked. But I understand that. However, if in order to get in, you're still sending your child to a special proctor to take the SAT or ACT or whatever it is they took, and given extra time, and maybe even some of the scores are being doctored to be higher than what they were, and that's where it gets really hinky, along with the payment of money towards fictitious charities and what have you. You have to look at everything collectively. You can't just look at the one thing. Like, yeah, but USC needed rowers. Maybe they did. But
they didn't get one.
Yeah, but they didn't need they didn't need people that were going to fake tests and grease the skids of gas.
Right.
They didn't need that. And so,
no, and what does it do to the children? I mean, is it really fair to put your child into that realm, into that university, if they couldn't pass a SAT test? And, you know, a lot could be on stake here, more than just the money, more than just, you know, kicking another child out of school. It could be how well did the children really do once they got in school?
Yeah,
could they compete?
You were talking about Wilson, right? And,
yes.
And his two kids that were still in high school, twin daughters, and he was trying to get him into Harvard.
Harvard and Stanford, I think it was.
So here's the thing. Those are pretty competitive universities academically.
Yes.
If you can't qualify to get into those universities, are you setting, if your kids can't qualify normally to get in, are you setting them up to fail academically if you put them in a school that might be beyond their capability to begin with? That's one. The bigger thing, the bigger question I had is more from a psychological standpoint, is this, and I think this might have applied to the Laughlin kids. The actions and the activities of the parents were going on unbeknownst to the kids. That is the allegation for the Laughlins. Like, the kids are like, don't punish them. They didn't know what we were doing. We did all of this. What does that say about the parent-child relationship when the kid finally goes, wait a minute.
So you think I'm so...
You had so much lack of faith in my ability to pass this test that you were willing to pay somebody to doctor numbers and to grease the skids and to do... That is the real... When you say, what about the children?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that breaks my heart.
Well, you know what? You know, I went to University of Oregon, and there it was really hard to get in as well. And all I had to do to get in was to be able to do the duck waddle.
did you have to do it, or did you row the duck waddle?
I didn't even have to do it in water.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm disappointed to see that parents teaching their children ultimately that the end justifies the means. We got you in school by whatever means necessary. You know, I just don't get that at all. Why would a parent do that?
Yeah, it's...
I don't think it was well thought out. I think they got into the trap, and they thought it was a good idea, and they loved USC, because Lori Loughlin apparently really wanted her girls to go there. And a lot of times it's about the egos of the parent, more than their mistrust, if you will, of their children.
As with most schemes, whether they're illegal or just stupid things that we do in life, it always sounds like a good idea until the promise of nobody will ever find out proves to be an erroneous promise. And then people find out, at which time you're like, oh, no.
Until the knock comes on the door, right?
Yeah,
and
it costs, just
look at the Laughlins. Lori lost her gig with Hallmark. She'd been with Hallmark forever.
She does.
She also got kicked off of Fuller House.
She did, but I'm still waiting. Lori Loughlin was pigeonholed into a certain typecast because the wholesome whatever. She had all those Hallmark movies. I think after that stint in prison, this is going to help her career because now she's going to get those edgier roles like Fatal Attraction and stuff like that.
Like Farrah Fawcett did in Burning Bed, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm waiting for... She's going to be the Glenn Close Fatal Attraction. I can do anything after that whole... Wholesome, the natural, oh, I'll wait for you and raise your child until you decide baseball's over and you want to help me. Oh, we've reached the end of the first hour. I'm off on a tangent, so the end of the first hour probably came right at a good time. We'll be back after these messages with more Radio Law Talk.
We've clearly reached an impasse, but we'll resolve it in the next 7 minutes. You stay tuned, and the show will continue at 6 after the next hour. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.